Forced Migration Review, Issue 59, October 2018. The GP20 Plan of Action, a Rallying Call to Stakeholders, by Nadine Waliki, Elizabeth Eister, and Martina Caterina. A new plan of action seeks to build momentum and encourage more strategic action on advancing policy and practice in the area of internal displacement. Since the Guiding Principles on Internal Displacement were presented to the UN Commission on Human Rights in 1998, there has been important progress on preventing, responding to, and finding solutions to internal displacement. Internal displacement, nevertheless, remains a significant global issue, and solutions remain elusive for the majority of internally displaced persons, IDPs. The momentum is required, as is more joined-up, strategic, and multi-stakeholder action. In 2018, the year of the 20th anniversary of the Guiding Principles, and the year in which the negotiations on the Global Compact on Refugees and the Global Compact for Migration have been concluded, there is an important opportunity for increased discussion and action on internal displacement. To this end, a multi-stakeholder plan of action for advancing prevention, protection and solutions for internally displaced people 2018-20 was launched in April 2018, and endorsed by the Interagency Standing Committee Principles the following month. Endnote 1. The Plan of Action calls on stakeholders to step up efforts on four interrelated priorities: engaging IDPs in decision-making processes, promoting, developing and implementing national laws and policies, enhancing the quality of data analysis, and addressing protracted displacement while seeking durable solutions. The vision of this important initiative on internal displacement is twofold. The first of its aims is to improve the lives of IDPs through protection, assistance and durable solutions, while preventing the conditions that cause new and secondary displacement. The second aim is for action on internal displacement to be more inclusive, coherent and strategic. Implementation of the plan of action will be largely, but not exclusively, carried out at the national level through operational partners and their field offices, as well as through UN resident coordinators and humanitarian coordinators. A multi-stakeholder global steering group will also facilitate its implementation, with the UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of IDPs acting as special advisor. Unique aspects. The plan of action is unique in several ways. It goes beyond international organisations to include IDPs, host communities, local civil society, and governments of countries affected by internal displacement, because they know the context, needs and challenges best, and because primary responsibility for IDPs' protection and assistance rests with national authorities. It goes beyond humanitarian UN agencies and NGOs to include development and peace-building stakeholders, because supporting national authorities on internal displacement also requires development and peace-building expertise. And it goes beyond conflict as a cause of internal displacement to include other causes such as climate change, natural disasters and development, because bridging the discussions on and work across different causes of displacement can help refine our thinking around internal displacement and reinforce shared advocacy and operations. Endnote 2. The plan of action offers the opportunity to strengthen work on linking countries' policies on and approaches to internal displacement to their development planning and commitments to global policy agendas and frameworks, such as the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction, the New Urban Agenda, and the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. It is also an opportunity to facilitate and strengthen the participation of IDPs in those policy and planning processes. Niger, implementation in a crisis context. In April 2018, the Protection Cluster Team in Niger presented the Plan of Action to the Humanitarian Country Team and also ran 8 training sessions targeting a range of audiences, including government representatives, defence and security forces, cluster members and UN staff. The training workshops in Niamey, Diffa and Tillaberi aimed to increase the visibility of internal displacement in Niger, to disseminate the guiding principles to relevant stakeholders, to promote a common understanding of the guiding principles, and to promote the guiding principles' practical application for both the enhanced protection of IDPs and the prevention and resolution of displacement. To reach a larger audience, radio messages on the guiding principles and their importance in Niger are being disseminated through the NGO Search for Common Ground and the messages on the guiding principles will be translated into local languages, in addition to Hausa, for which a translation of the guiding principles already exists. Endnote 3. One of the recommendations arising from the training workshops was to adapt the GP20 plan of action to guide collective action in the varied local context of Niger, a context which includes protracted internal displacement in Diffa and emerging internal displacement in Tillaberi. This work, which started in June 2018, is being led by the Protection